You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief number 223 for Friday, June the 7th, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Let's pursue the impractical and be unreasonable. Come on, we can do this. It's Friday. I'm a practical person and frankly rather proud of it, but as a strength, it can, well, like all strengths, it can become a weakness when it's deployed too much or if it's deployed in the wrong way. For instance, it can prevent me from thinking big enough. Never does seem to prevent me from idealism, though. So, yeah, I can be a walking contradiction much of the time. Makes me special. Idealism is the ongoing pursuit of the way things should be. The dictionary defines idealism like this: the practice of forming or pursuing ideals, especially unrealistically. An idealist is a person who follows their ideals even to the point of impracticality. This week we have talked a little bit about beliefs and perspective, especially how we see things. You know, it's that Pogo cartoon line circa 1971, "We have met the enemy and he is us." Indeed, we often are our worst enemy, especially when it comes to dreaming big, thinking big, aiming high, pursuing the impractical. I'm choosing to end this week on a note of innovation, creativity, and impossibility thinking. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of bored with possibility thinking, and I'm kind of bored with practical. It's much more fun to consider what's impractical and what may be impossible. I'm blessed with 5 grandkids. These kids range in age from almost 12 to almost 4. And even the oldest is more ideal than practical. And I'm really curious as a grandparent now, I'm really curious when the idealism is going to give way to the practical, because I know it's coming. It comes for all of us. The interesting thing is how easy impractical is for kids, especially little kids. They don't know any better. I mean, what kid would have, you couldn't have near as much fun being practical, because there ain't no fun in that. Now, I'm sure the adults in these kids' lives, including me, I'm sure we're going to tell them that, you know, this isn't how the real world works. I'm sure we probably have already used that phrase, and we're likely going to use that phrase in the future. And we will send them even more signals that will methodically squash their idealism. I'm sad about that. I'm really sad about that. I just don't know how to prevent it. I can only hope to instill in them my encouragement to keep dreaming, keep thinking as big as they want. It's the yin and the yang of being responsible, which means practical, while at the same time you embrace a safe margin of dreaming or being impractical. Kaysen, he is my almost 4-year-old grandson. I nicknamed him Road Rash Roy when he was about 2 years old, just shy of 2 years old, because he's so adventurous, he is so courageous. He just always had some kind of a scrape on his face. Road rash from a fall or something. So I nicknamed him Road Rash Roy. Well, Roy was scaringly fearless the first couple of years of his life. And he's still pretty fearless, but yeah, we did discover he's afraid of water. Even after taking swimming lessons for the last 2 summers, he's still not a big fan of getting in the pool. And such is the nature of fear. It is what it is. Who knows why? And I mention Roy because nothing in his life is based on practicality. Nothing. Well, nothing I can think of. Roy's whole life is the pursuit of the impractical. He grabs a PlayStation game controller the other day from an older cousin. No idea what to do with this thing. He wanted to play. He saw the other older kids play, and he wanted to play. And when the older kids try to show him what to do, he's completely uninterested, jerks away from him, controller in a death grip, and makes this declaration, "I can do it." I mean, never mind that he can't. He doesn't care what you or anybody else thinks. I mean, the kid is stubborn to a fault and determined. Kind of best to just leave him alone, let him figure it out. Well, seconds go by. He's got this controller in his hand. No, it's not working. And he's frustrated out of his mind. So, you know, he'll carry on. He's unleashing his frustration. He's kind of stomping a little bit and letting out some grunts, but you can't help him. You can't help him because he's not going to let you help him. He's completely unreasonable. We grow up and we grow out of being unreasonable, but we tend to do it across all areas of our life. I'm not saying that we don't need to mature. We do. And Kaysen, a.k.a. Road Rash Roy, he will mature. But man alive, when it permeates every area of our life, it stifles our creativity, our innovation, squashes our dreams. I don't want Roy to stop dreaming. I don't want him to stop dreaming big. In 2007, author Paul Lindberg, he wrote a book entitled Be Unreasonable, The Unconventional Way to Extraordinary Business Results. It's been years since I read it, but it still sits on my shelf. I dug it out, and I admit that I bought it in 2007 when it came out because of the title. I have had a long-time fascination with impractical and unreasonable pursuits. Impractical and unreasonable are synonyms, as I'm using them today. And I don't mean unreasonable in that it defies logic and quote-unquote reason when it comes to us behaving responsibly with the resources that we are managing as business owners, as leaders. But it does defy the ordinary. It defies the conventional. It defies the typical. Paul put forth in his book the notion that unreasonable is a must if you want to be extraordinary. I don't know anybody that can disagree with that. Ordinary is so reasonable, it's average. Well, at least it's ordinary. Unreasonable ignores conventional wisdom. It's doing more than you're asked. It's asking more than most are willing to give. It's giving your best in every situation, even if your best is not required. Unreasonable and impractical is about saying yes to yourself when everybody around you is saying no to your idea or your pursuit. It's acting on the prospect of greatness without fretting over whether it'll work. Impractical and unreasonable increases the chances of success by helping possible things become a reality. There are so many things that we look back through history that men once thought was impossible. And turns out, not only was it was possible for way more than one person to accomplish. Yeah, you're thinking of that 4-minute mile thing. It's also about making improbable but needed things happen. Unreasonable and impractical question why things considered normal are normal, and then it figures out a way to improve them. Impractical is about expecting the best and about expecting success every single time. It's expecting greatness, our own greatness, our business greatness, our ideas. It's about questioning why and why not. Weirdness is impractical. Unreasonable is impractical. And so is creativity. And so is innovation. And so is improvement. So let's end the week pursuing and making up our mind we're going to pursue, not just today and not just tomorrow, but into next week and into next month and into next year. Let's pursue the impractical because that's where the biggest success is found. That's where the fun is. Today's the day. Today's the best day. No better day to start thinking bigger. No better day to start dreaming about what could be. All of those things that seem impossible, that seem improbable, all of those things that your industry or competitors think can't be done. Today's the day. Today's the day to start thinking, why not? Why can't it be done? And why can't we be the ones to do it? And when people tell you that your idea is impractical, when they say to you that your idea is unreasonable, today's the day to start telling them, doesn't matter. I'm going to pursue it anyway. Winners win. So go big. I've got an almost 4-year-old grandson who does not yet know better, and it has worked out terrifically well for him so far. I'm going to embed a video. Do me a favor. Go to growgreat.com. Find episode 223. I've got a little video that this kid's mother shot, my daughter-in-law, and this was 50% of his life ago. This is Kaysen Cantrell, a.k.a. Road Rash Roy, when he was about 2 years old. And it's a pretty interesting 1-minute and 13-second video. You'll enjoy it. Trust me. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. If you would like to consider one way that you can really leverage pursuing the impractical and being unreasonable and achieving greater success, I want to end the week by inviting you to go check out the details of thepeeradvantage.com. Thepeeradvantage.com. The Peer Advantage by Bula Network, Bula Network is my company, is a 7-member online mastermind group of small business owners from around the United States. We're going to gather together online a couple of times a month, and we're going to support each other, help each other, and we're going to work toward growing great individually, collectively. The details can all be found at thepeeradvantage.com. Yes, this is a paid-for business owner mastermind group, a virtual group that promises to provide extraordinary results for those people that are brave enough to make application. And when you apply, you're committed to nothing more than a phone call together with me so that jointly we can decide if this is something that would fit you or maybe not. And either way, it's fine. Just visit thepeeradvantage.com. That's it for me this week. Go make it a good one. Stay in the pool. Stay out of the sun. Use sunscreen. Happy summer, everybody. And Lord willing, I'll see you Monday.